Bonjour and welcome to the Elegant Alchemy podcast, where we explore how to cultivate a rich inner world whilst creating an elegant outer one, because both are necessary ingredients of a life well lived. I'm Rima Nouri, your hostess, certified coach, Parisienne by heart and creator of Le Petit Mot, where at the beginning of each week I share with you how to create elegant transformation in your everyday life with inspiring stories, practical tips, surprising questions, and a good dose of joie de vivre. Alchemy is what we do. Elegant is how we do it. Let's get started. Bonjour, my dear elegant alchemists, and welcome to the first Le Petit Mot in audio form. I'm so excited it's finally happening, and I do hope you are going to enjoy it. Now, it's probably fitting that it's on the first audio Le Petit Mot where I can share something which is a first too, and which I'm really excited about. You see, my word for this year is build. Previously, I shared with you my word of the year 2019, which was bien dans ma peau, and the quite unexpected journey it took me upon, which you can read on my blog. Now, this year, it's about building, and one of the things I want to build, as in giving it real shape and structure, is my business. I'm a coach, so I know about the value of coaching, which means I enrolled in a program to get my butt kicked. And as always, one should beware of what one is asking for, one might get it. Participants in this program are to create a 4-week online course and beta test it. Now, what does this mean? It means that I'm creating a brand new course. It means that the first round of this course will be completely free, no strings attached. And it means that I can get really creative and the participants with me. It's an online course, meaning that everyone can work through the content at her or his own pace, but there will be live sessions where you can ask your questions and get direct coaching and feedback. So what is it going to be about, you probably wonder? Or maybe if you have been following Le Petit Mot recently, you already have an inkling what it's going to be about. Well, since my word of the year is build, it's obvious that I'm also doing some building in my own home. Actually, as you are listening to this, the builders are in my garden. The appropriate word to describe the experience would be mud bath. You can follow my stories on Instagram to get an idea of it. Back to my home, and your home for that matter. As you probably all know by now, I'm really big on the influence a home can have on its inhabitants. I've seen it in my work countless times. And twice, my own home has changed and shaped the trajectory of my life. I'm going to tell you more about that next week. Your home does not only reveal who you are and mirrors what's going on in your life, your home does also shape and influence who you are and what you do in your everyday life. And once you realize that connection and know how to align it with what you really want to be, think, feel, do, and have, your home can become a sort of manifesting machine. Last week, I gave a workshop, Change Your Home, Change Your Life, and participants walked away with so many aha moments and ideas what to do next. So this is what we are going to do in our online course, Change Your Home, Change Your Life. How to use your home to create your life. The idea is that you start to create the kind of home that belongs to the kind of person you want to be. What you're going to discover and learn there is how to steer the way your home affects your relationship with your body, with your time, with your money, with others, and with your work, and how to use your home to create your life. You'll find out the hidden messages your home holds about yourself, because every home has them, and how to make your priorities visible. We are going to start with a step-by-step process on how to introduce more clarity in your home, which is really the basis for everything. Most women are stuck because they lack clarity of what they want, how to get it, what to let go of, where to start, and when to stop. So this will be our theme for the first week. With clarity comes confidence. Confidence is a big theme, especially for women, and we will explore how to anchor confidence in your home. From there, we will go to focus and commitment, because being constantly sidetracked is another big stumbling stone between you and the life you want to live. And many homes have many features which invite to being constantly sidetracked. You can expect surprises here. And finally, we are going to look at how you can set up your home for creating habits that will help you to be consistent in what you want to create for yourself. So we shall first find out how to create all this in your home and subsequently in all areas of your life. Is that something that might interest you? The course runs from February 17th to March 13th, 2020, so it's 4 weeks. Please apply to participate for free in the beta round of this new course. And also, if you feel like it, please do share this form with anyone who you think might love to participate too. You see, one of the requirements of this program I'm a participant in is to get at least 100 people to participate in this course. And of course, I'd love to get 100 people. My work usually is one-to-one clients, and I make it a principle, as many of you know, to only work with a handful of women at a time to make sure I can really give them their very best. So an online course with 100 participants will be a fantastic new experience, and I'm sure you and I will have a lot of epiphanies during those 4 weeks. Merci beaucoup for listening to the Elegant Alchemy podcast. You'll find a link to the online course Change Your Home, Change Your Life below this podcast, or you can go to rimanuri.com/blog. À la semaine prochaine!